Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Worship, a broadcast of parts of the worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, as it was recorded last Sunday morning and brought to you today to the glory of God. The message this morning is from our senior pastor, Reverend David Riley, and is titled, Chosen People, Choose Life. It's based on the Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Visitors are always welcome to join us here at 60 Broad Street each Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, your friends at St. John's invite you to stay tuned as we worship our great and loving God.
Good morning. It's a joy and delight to welcome you this day in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior to St. John's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Old Testament reading for this Sunday is from Deuteronomy chapter 30. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading for this Sunday is from the book of Philemon. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me, in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but by your own accord. For this, perhaps, is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of you of your owing me, even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now, great crowds accompanied Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is of no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Here are words that some Lutheran Christians know, but it makes them nervous. Words like works, obedience, choose, choice. But you know, it doesn't need to be that way. Our Father in heaven has laid out a beautiful choice in front of his people in this fallen world. Either life or death. Either blessing or curse. If you are for death and destruction, then you will walk that road alone. If you are for life, then the Holy Trinity blesses this path in abundance. My prayer this morning is that God, through His Holy Spirit, will bless all of us this day to choose well so that life may abound in, through, and among us. Through the Old Testament prophet Moses, God called Israel and us to choose well, to choose life. The children of Israel, getting ready to enter the promised land, see life and death, see blessing and curses, Moses spoke to Israel these words of life and death to be fulfilled after his own death. The leader following Moses, Joshua, brought Israel into the promised land where the words became a reality. Israel stands looking into the promised land. See, I have set before you. These words are spoken by the Lord to and then recorded by Moses. Moses gives the words to the people of Israel, and they are put into practice by his successor, Joshua. He is the one who delivers Israel into the land. What is beautiful and good stands right in front of them. Yet what is full of death and evil is also lurking and in sight. In due time, Israel enters into the promised land, and it does flow with milk and honey. But not all Israel enters. These same words, I have set before you, the Father speaks to his church in the Scriptures. And the greater Joshua is our Savior. Like Joshua, Jesus is rightly named for what he does. He saves us. He brings us into the eternal promised land. We are now looking toward it. But also before us stands death and evil. As with Israel, not all people today will enter into heaven. So choose well, my brothers and sisters. Day-to-day life is to be lived in Christ. It is to be of life and death importance. Pray for a rich portion of the Holy Spirit so that it would be so among those who hear you. God commands that his people love him. He commands that they keep his commandments. He does this because he loves them. He does this because loving him and his commandments results in life and blessing. Think of it this way. If you and I have one God, the Holy Trinity, the result above all is that we live forever. If we listen to our parents, our lives are prolonged. If we have a family with children ourselves, we are surrounded by life. If we rest in God in this life, then we will be at peace. If we rest in God when we lie down, and when at last we die, we will rise to eternal life. If we and those around us protect one another, life will be happy and abundant. If we hurt one another, then we will be fearful and in danger of dying. God's commandments bless and promote life. If your heart turns away and you will not listen or obey, but are drawn away and worship to other gods, you will have the opposite of life. Please understand that the heart of the Christian is tied to the ear. The heart of the Christian is tied together with obedience. When our triune God is putting before you death and life and a choice, it certainly makes sense to obey. When you avoid foreign gods with your ear, with your heart, with your deeds, then you will live. Then you will be full of life. If your ear, your works, your heart chase after other gods, hidden behind all sorts of idols in this life, then you will be full of death. If Israel, through Joshua's leadership, chose badly, then they would die. Then they would be destroyed. They would vanish. One example of this death for not listening, not obeying, is seen in the sin of Achan. All too often, when you and I choose ungodly paths in our lives, we suffer the consequences. And often these consequences are easily seen by everyone. We stand in horror watching our Christian friends and families bring death into their bodies or to pain into others by sinful choices. Thankfully, we have repentance for such times. Yet as our own lives bear witness, there are often earthly consequences for the sins of our youth. The table has been set and laid out for the people of Israel. Life and death, blessing and curse, are placed in front of them by the Father through the prophet Moses. So the Father directs them to choose life. And this choice is made by our loving God. The choice is made not just by the individual or by the people of God at the time, but by the generations to come, the heritage to follow. In loving the Holy Trinity, the believer chooses life, and those to follow are blessed because of it. God's love is the motivator to the Christian life. God's love for us is the power to live the Christian life. As the believer knows God's love, love toward God increases, and so does the righteous life. Blessing the Christian is God being who God is. His nature is to bless. This was a promise He made to Israel's great patriarchs, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to be gracious to His church, to fill it with life, to protect it from death, is God's promise to all of us, as now in these last days He has spoken to us in His Son. He has chosen life, and we are blessed for it. As we choose life in His Spirit, so our heritage will be blessed for it. In Jesus Christ, countless promises are made to the church. As Joshua and the people of God came into the promised land, filled with life and blessing, all the more will the church come through this wilderness of danger to the heavenly promised land. Thinking practically, in terms of law and gospel, in our Christian homes, we see the connection between hearing and not hearing, between obeying and not obeying, between loving God and not loving God, between living life bountifully and dying horribly, especially outside of the Christian faith. These correspond directly to life and death. Choosing foolishly, that is, deliberately disobeying God, brings curses and death, while choosing well brings blessing and life. We see the curses and death that come when Israel is unfaithful. The promised land was also full of devastation and of curse. Defeat after Achan's sin of disobedience. Subjugation by foreign peoples for idolatry in the days of the judges. Conquest by Assyria and exile to Babylon. Moses' warning and Joshua's leadership could not prevent Israel's terrible choices that brought death. The law has blessing, as does the gospel. The blessing of the law blesses our life and guards our lives from harm and reveals what is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. The blessing of the gospel saves eternally through our Savior Jesus Christ, who does all things well for us. While no one can be saved through the law, there is blessing, protection, even prosperity according to its keeping. The Father in heaven blesses us generously through His Son. He helps us carry our crosses. He calls us to follow Him. He gives us His Holy Spirit to lead God-pleasing lives. Even though we will always struggle with sin, God-pleasing lives are possible as surely as you and I are baptized, as surely as our triune God is with us to the very end of the age, and as surely as heaven is open to all believers. Christian action such as choosing life and that which is good is to be done. Indeed, the Father is pleased with His children and their lives. What is bad in them, He calls out and forgives according to faith. What is good, He has given and increased more and more as He dearly loves His people. Please understand that the gospel motivates our obedience to the law. For example, Christian fathers and mothers raise their children to choose what is good and what is right and to avoid what is evil. They teach what good choices are, and they help their children to make those good choices by loving them, caring for their needs, and forgiving and continuing to love them when they sin. So also our Heavenly Father would have us choose good things, and He blesses us for doing so. Sadly, we also see such deathly choices in our own congregations, in our own families, and in the lives of those we love. Abortions, suicides, young people being lured away from faith into sexual sins, money becoming God and abandoning the faith at the moment of death. When God's word is not followed, the consequences of sin often result in pain. And so it is with God's people. God did not choose Israel because they had always kept His commandments or chosen wisely to follow Him. Quite the contrary. They constantly disobeyed Him. But rather, by His amazing grace, He simply swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob that they and their descendants would continue to be His chosen people. God did not choose us because we were anything special, or because we were always making good choices. Indeed, by our sinful nature, we can only make bad choices that go against God. But in His abundant mercy, God chose us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Because we are chosen and then called and cleansed in the waters of baptism, we are declared special. We can trust in this God who chose us, and therefore we can make good choices that please Him. As chosen people, we can choose life. The Holy Spirit helps us to choose well. He helps us to choose life. He works in and on and through us by His inspired Word and the blessed sacraments. He moves us to choose well because in the gospel, He turns our hearts to know just how much we have been loved. As chosen people, we choose life. Dear friends in Christ, life is usually given or merely just lived really no choice at all. God's creation is full of life. The Lord breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. God, by His very nature, is the living one, the source, and the one who sustains all living. He made the world a rich tapestry of life in the very beginning. And He did it again following the flood. And now He floods life into you through your baptism. He is the resurrection and the life. At the Lord's table, you and I drink deeply from the chalice, not of death, but of everlasting life. And now may the grace and mercy of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
The congregation stands as our offerings are brought forward.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Standing as we sing the closing hymn.
You've been listening to a broadcast of the worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. If you wish to contact us or would like to learn more about the Christian faith, please call 413-568-1417 or visit us at stjohnswestfield.org. God's blessings to you.
Go in the peace and joy of Christ. Amen.